Simon Samach Aleph. But before we start, I just want to summarize a little what we said last week, which is Negea to this week's Limur also. That before one starts saying Krishma, since it's a mitzvah deraisa, so one should be mechavin that there be mechavin the mitzvah of shach b'chav kumecha. Now, is it a mitzvah deraisa or not? So the Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Krishma Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, mitzvah min haTorah likra Krishma b'chol yom shachris v'arbis. And the Sefer Chinuch in mitzvah Tav Chav explains why shachris and arbis, so that you should be able to set your day and your night with this focus, beginning with Krishma. You begin your day with Krishma, you begin your night with Krishma. The Rabbeinu Yoin and Brachas Chav Alpha Min Aleph seems to say that it's a mitzvah drabbanan. Tais Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and Aftes also is mashma that the mitzvah of Krishma is drabbanan. You want to see our Richas on this, the Shagas Ayeh in Simen Aleph discuss it. But the idea over here is that even if you say it's a drabbanan, but the mitzvah of shach b'chav kumecha is the raisa. Just you could be, these rishonim hold that could be mekayim the mitzvah of shach b'chav kumecha with any parsha in the Torah that's going on. V'dibar tavam is going on Torah. Chazal were misakein that with which parsha should you be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of shach b'chav kumecha, be mekayim it with Krishma. But you are being mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, the mitzvah deraisa of shach b'chav kumecha. Now the Sif Aleph over here begins with Yikro Krishma b'chavana be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, be'ziya. A lot of things here. Kavana. One aspect of kavana. And if you take a look at the Mishbrura, Sifkatan Beis, he's mayrich on all different kavanas. But halacha lemaisa, again, we should strive to be able to be mekayim all these kavanas. The Mishbur is bringing down over here, but a person has to be holding there because otherwise it's just going to cause you to probably space out or wonder why one has shach to the other and therefore lose kavana. So again, it's a heter that you don't need to have these kavanas, but it's not a long-term lifetime heter. One day we should get to it. So the Iker kavana is like what we mentioned last week, by Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to Mechavin to Elokeinu. Elokeinu, which means he's our God, which means we're Mechavel his Malchus, we belong to him, to do the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad, and he's only one. That was Rav Moshe in the Shuva. Rav Kiv Eger in the Likutim of Shuvas Rav Kiv Eger, Simen Beis, of there he says that when it comes to the Pasuk Shema, you don't even have to understand the literal translation of the words. The main thing is to be Mechavin Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. So that's enough. Mechavin Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. The Prima Godim and the Mishmeru's Mashman that you have to also, later on, we'll see later on, that you should know the Pir Shamilas. But Betim, for us, to mechavin, it's enough just to mechavin that general idea of Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. Once we're talking about this, then before you start Va'avta, over there you should be mechavin the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which the Mishnah Brura in Simechav Hei, Sifkatin, Yudalid. He says that just like Chazal tells us, Kol HaKayir Krishma, without tefillin, it's Kilo Meir Eidah Shekhah Ba'atzmai, Chazal tells us that someone who reads Krishma and they're not wearing tefillin, it's like being made Eid HaShekah. You're talking about wearing tefillin, you're talking about how you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're doing the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not even doing the mitzvah that you're talking about. Right? I'm talking about not in a specific situation where you can't wear tefillin. But, so it says the Mishnah Berurah, Hu Adin V'Avta. If you don't have kavana that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're willing to give over every part of you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol ma'idcha, b'chol nafshcha, right? B'chol levavcha. So then it's made the sheker. So again, when we read the pasuk of Avta, we have to have kavara. Avas Hashem, I'm here for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to give over everything. Before you start the Pasha Vayim Shemaya, the Kavana one should have is that you're accountable for what you do. The Schar Vayinish, Rach and Klalis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising, you do, if you will listen to the mitzvahs, He'll give you Schar in this world to help, to enable you to do more mitzvahs. You don't listen to the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to put you back on the right way by sending different einshim, but the schar vaynish, that's vayim shemaya. And before you start the parsha vayomer, the reason why we read the parsha vayomer is not because we're reading the parsha of tzitzis for tzitzis. It's for the last pasuk of zechiras yitzis mitzrayim. There's another mitzvah deraisa to mention yitzis mitzrayim every day. Why is it part of krishma? Because the whole idea of Krishma is Kabbalah Zomach Shmaim, which that was the whole idea of Yitzhak Israel. Kosh Baruch took us out, Leo is the Chem Lelokim, to be the revenge of the God, the one that you belong to. That's why he took us out to become his nation. We became his nation. So that's why it's part of Krishma. So the Kavana one has to have is, I'm being Yitz, the mitzvah, the rice of Zachir Yitzhak Israel, which is for that purpose. And those are the basic kavanas of going through Krishma. So that's kavana. What's be'ema, be'yira, what's all that? So the Mishbrura over here says that, I mean, I'll just add also once we're talking about it, if you turn to Simen Aleph, the Bir Halacha over here, in the beginning of Simen Aleph, he's discussing the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidius from the Chayadam. So he says over here in the middle, he says, Gimel, what's the third mitzvah? L'yachadoi, sh'nem shema Yisrael, sh'am v'ken Hashem v'chadu, pirushoi, shema Yisrael, v'dak, Yashem, sh'hoives ha'kol b'r'tzoinoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's involved in everything, everything's his ratzim, v'hu alikino ha'mashkech v'chol lomais, hu Hashem echa b'lishom shrituch. That's the pierce that the Mishburg is for shema Yisrael. Our Chashulchan says a little differently, and when he's explained the parasha of Shema in over here and now a Simon. Again, each one has their knech, but you have to formulate what's the kavanah that's going to connect you at the end of the day. You have to figure out what's going to be mechaving you to the right kavanah of Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim. So it says over here, be'ema v'yira v'reses, and the Mishmaru says, what's be'ema v'yira? V'nira, the ema v'yira zu hi ba'ifin zeh, shechav mishah shukar yishma l'kabal of malchus shmaim, his nerigal kiddushim. If you mechav him properly, it will bring an ema to the person, it will bring a yira to the person, right? If I have to do such a thing, that means I need to fear this Ribbon Shleilam. V'reses v'zeya, the Mishmaru says, Shavi inish the Krishma Khosman the no the cause of a Torah, right. Mishbur brings the Torah, a very interesting Torah, which bats him Sif Beis. That Akash Baruch is sending you a letter. There's a letter. The person has to view Krishma like a new letter. And think, wow, the Melech sent me a letter over here, which Kolshkin. Kavchaimel, the Krishma Shu Pratagoma, Pratagoma means the Michtab, the letter of the Melch Malchem Lochim, Kashbach Shachai Kolech, the Kreisa Be'ima Vira Retzazay. You read it, and you, like Mishmaru explains, you're medactic in every word. Well, what's he saying over here? What's this new decree, or what's the new law? What's going on over here? So that's why a person has to read Krishna. Again, it's a challenge just like every other part of our Jewish life, and we have to work on it to be able to get better and better at it. And that's the base. The base is
Shanaikim Tsavchayim,
It's just another time. Okay, now, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is an interesting Sif. We have over here, in Krishma, we have 245 words. And as Mishmaru quotes the Chazal, that Krishma is a refuah for our Gashmis and our Ruchnis. It's a Ruchnis Dikar refuah, it's a Gashmis Dikar refuah, but it's Keneged our Ivarim. A man, a lady has more, but a man has Reish Mem Ches, 248 Ivarim. So we're missing three words. We're missing three words over here. So we need to make up these three words. And it just shows how the great inyan of Krishma, how each word of Krishma is connected another Aver. Someone asked me this morning, said, could you tell me, if I don't hear the Chazan say Hashem Akechem Emes, so which three of my Avarim are missing? Which one? I don't know. But if it does happen one day, focus on your body, see which one is Akabari, but it's Kenegede Var. So we need these three words. So Nimchaber Zayt says, Chazan says, וכדי להשלם רמח כנגד איבר של אדם, מסיים שליח ציבה, השם על כחם אמס, he finishes on his own, השם על כחם אמס, וחוי זווי מבקל רם, השם על כחם אמס, which is mashma, that the chazan should say it quietly, so it's not like you're saying the same pasuk twice, like you see later on in the simin, whether you could say a pasuk twice in Shema or not, but it's so the first time you say it quietly, and the second time, the Kol Ram, so everyone should be able to hear. And the Shari Tshuva points out that even if you're still in the middle of reading Krishma, you should stop to listen to the Chazan when he says Hashem Alkechem Emes, and be Yoitzu with that Hashem Alkechem Emes, then you don't have to come on to any of the other Eitzes with Tezvav Vavin or one of the other Eitzes. Just listen to Hashem Alkechem Emes. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishbura brings down Sifkat and Ches from the Ramami panel, the Asar Mamaris, which is the Ramami panel, that he and the Gro also followed this Shita, the Gro held, that the Chazan should not say quietly the word Emes, in order that it should not turn into 249. Those that are machria like the mechaber, those that follow the mechaber that you do say Hashem Alkechem Emes, he's saying again Emes, the second time Emes is going Emes V'yatzev. It's going with V'yatzev. Now, Rav Moshe says something interesting. Rav Moshe Chedek, hey, I think it is, or Chaim Chedek, hey, Simen Dalet, where he has Ha'oris on the Simonim that we're learning over here. So, on this Sif Gimel, his Ha'ori is that he says that the Chazin, depending on whether the Chazin, says, okay, I thought he said, but Rav Moshe held that it depends if you're talking about the Chazan. If you know that you're going to be saying Hashem Alekechem Emes out loud right away, so then to yourself you just say Hashem Alekechem, like the Gra, then you say out loud Hashem Alekechem Emes. But if you know you're going to have to wait until the Rashiva or the Rav or the Kila is ready for you to say Hashem Alkechem Emes, then you say Hashem Alkechem Emes to yourself, and then you'll say again Hashem Alkechem Emes. The reason for that is because it's very important that Alkechem should go with Emes. So if you know you're going to repeat it right away, so then you follow the sheet of the Gra. But if not, then you should say Hashem Alkechem Emes. That was Rav Moshe's Nekuda. Now, the there were those, like the Rama brings down, that there were those that were naig. The Rama says, there were those that were naik to takasay with the chazin, but again the Ramesha speaks about over here. Also, he says that which the Rama says with my yachir roitzi gam ken laomrim mashatz. Ain issa bedava nira. What does it mean? Ain issa bedava. What's lashon? Ain issa bedava. Says because Ramesh says because the chayetz tali in the machleg is rishayim of what shemei kaina is. Says nira the davka l'shitas atayisvis the ishemei kaina who afsaka. If we consider shemei kaina like you actually said it, and therefore it's like afsaka. Chen kim shemavsik l'shmaya yochalanis. According to Rashi, the Shmiya is, even if it's Ki'oina, but it's not a Hefzik, then it's Mestaber, that even B'tziva, you should just listen to the Chaz and you shouldn't say it. Again, Akaban, the general meaning is the Maisa that we don't say it. Now, the Ramah continues. Ramah says, V'yesha kasvu d'chol ha'koyre kri shma b'yachid yoyma kel melech neman shma Yisrael. When you're reading a b'yachid, you say kel melech neman shma. Ki gimel teves elu mashlima amin yishol rimach v'hu b'mokim amin shish l'ana is acha baruch ha'boich ha'ma Yisrael b'ahava. B'chei noyagin. If we take a look at the Torah brings down a geshayim that you should always say kel melech neman. The Rama is saying no, dafka when you're davening biyachid, dafka when you're saying krishma biyachid. And why? In order to be mashlim the remach tevois to finish off the three that were missing. The the Torah brings down a Yad Ramah that was mamash upset about this Kel Melech Neman. There's no Makar Chazal to say it. It says, Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus say that's based on a Gemara in Pesachim by Yaakov Avinu. But Kel Melech Neman, where's Kel Melech Neman come from? And that's why many people are knowing that even be Yechidus, they won't say Kel Melech Neman. It's sort of a hefzik between Shema and the between the brachas and Shema.
What's considered
yichidus?
What?
We're davening alone. If you or you're not holding in Krishma. If you're holding in Krishma, just listen to the chazan.
That's
right. Then you're fine. So the Shari Tshuva says Krishma. He brings in that from the Seda Yoyim. Shalayishtim Krishma kvahiktim Hashas asim yestev. You probably heard from me Berchas Krishma. Because I thought I remembered Amar Makim that even if you're holding in Berchas Krishma, I couldn't find it this time around. I didn't see it in my notes and didn't see it in the on the page. So, therefore I'm saying Krishma now. But the Mishmur and Sifkat in Yud Beis brings down Uba Arvis Yechavin She'emes Oilu B'makim Gimel Shemais. And by Meirev, if you didn't hear from the Shlich Tzibo, you're davening alone. So you're chavin over there by MS. Different kavanis over here. Of what? Okay. Let's go on further. Sif Dalid. Nagin Likrois Pasig Rishon B'Kol Rab. Kedei La'oira Kavana. In order to La'oira Kavana. So what does it mean B'Kol Rab? What is B'kol Rami? And then again, if you look at the end of the Siman Sif Chavav, Yesh Nagin Likrois Krishma B'kol Ram, Yesh Nagin Likrois Belachash, Haga, Kamakim Yoimru Pasig Rishayim B'kol Ram, B'chein Nagin. The meaning is to say the first Pasig, B'kol Ram. What's B'kol Ram? Sounds like loud. But a lot of times, Kol Ram means together, right? What does it mean, loud? we're not whispering, it's not Shemoneh Esrei. But Kora means the Tzibur together. The Tzibur together says it together. So it could be that's what it means over here also, that the Tzibur, the Tzibur says it together. If you look in Samach Beis, the next sim in Samach Beis, Sif Hei, Tzarech Shlich Tzibur Lashmiya Koyle B'Shma Yisrael, Kdei Sheyishmo HaKal V'yam Lichu Shem Shemayim Yachad, which means Mamlech Shem Shemayim together, the Zinni of Yachad. So it could be that's what it means over here also, B'Korom Kdei Lo'ira HaKavana, when everyone's doing it together, it's Ma'irer the Kavana. The Levush over here in Ois Chavav also talks about it, this Nakuda. Sivhei Noigim Litein Yedeim Apneim Bekriyas Pasig Rishon Kedei Shlei Stako B'davach Shemoinoi Melechavim. The meaning is to put your hands Apneim. Apneim should just say Al-Einehem. It's Apneim. Sounds like on your face. Like you see Takasim Sfardim do. But the Indian is to cover your eyes. Shelo yistako b'davacha shemayin melcham. So why can't I just close my eyes? Why do I have to put my hands on my eyes? Why can't I just cover it? And then look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, what's the minig? Ratzuloy mi yad yamin. What's the difference which hand? If it's just the Indian of that it shouldn't be mistako, what's the difference of my right hand, left hand? And then there's a discussion about a lefty. If a lefty should use his right hand, left hand, halacha l'maisa, Paiskim say, a lefty also should use his right hand. The discussion, which fingers? It sounds like, I don't know what it is, but it sounds like there's something more than just shlei staklu going on over here, something that has to do with your hands also. The Gemara, it's based on the Gemara Brachas, that if you give more basis, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would be maniach yodav aleinov, kidei not to see other things that are mafriyas kavana. Shai Tshuva says it means einehem. Now, some move their head when they're saying echad, or they move their head around. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Eis Gimel says, Aminig b'chol tfus is Yisrael loy mashma Yisrael b'chol ram k'dei loy ra kavana v'oymrim b'spalos, like in the spoil. V'noig and lita yindeyim al p'neihem b'kriyas pasik shma Yisrael v'yesh l'zeraya b'gemara y'gimom b'beish ha'im ha'rabeinu ha'kadushke v'zehu k'dei shle yistakum davach shemonim l'chavim masim in yad yamin al ha'panim. Then he brings down also the V'yesh Noigin Lahato Yisaroish Kefiya Machshava Malo Mata. This really has to do with Sivav, really. The next Siv, Sivav says, Sarech Laharech Beches Shal Echad, Yid Shibi Mayrech in the Ches of Echad, Kedei Shiyavlech HaKadosh Baruch B'Shmaim Aretz. Shal Zer Roimi Is HaChato Yitzreis, the tag that's on top. Shebemsa gaga ches, the way the ches is written. V'yarch b'dal shel chod shir shiach shev shakash baruch yochid b'ilamay. U'mayshul b'dal ruch ha'saylam. V'lo yarch yois mechshir, zeh don't be marech modernis. Ma'asim Shmur says don't be marech because you might mispronounce the word and then you didn't say the word. So if someone doesn't know how to do it, which most of us do not know how to do it properly, don't try doing it because you'll listen to someone else doing it. You won't even know he's saying echad. So I think it's better not to than to try to do it and mess up. But the machshavas you definitely could have. Rav Shlomo Zalman said you don't have to have it at the time when you're saying the word, even if you have it after you finish the word, but it's also good. So some v'yesh noyin lahato yisaroish kefiya machshav amalo amato to move the head around. Well, the mish says the Aruch HaShulchan. Well, the mish is zehu bilbol hamachshava lo yasekei. If you're just going to get dizzy from it, emotionally or physically, then don't do it. Also, it's the Indian not to do it like a Shesi Ve'erev. They do it like an X, the crisscross. Rav Moshe, it's interesting, Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe over here in the tshuva, he says he doesn't understand. He says here like this: says Mashikasim Kivay Teres Reish Adrasa She's Chavim B'Chol Shiva Rikiyim. That which it says, or the one that was writing the letter wrote about being Chavim to design Rikiyim, Zelahuska B'Shem Makim. Even though, I mean, the Paiskim over here bring it down. He says Lahuska B'Shem Makim U'Befrat. I'm sorry. The ain law is if matz meino. We can't add it from ourselves. Afim lekuli yamayisha. Right. The Gemara Chagiga brings down machlekes if there's 7 rikim, 9 rikim, 3 rikim. Says Ramayisha, even if you can tell me that is 7, still you don't have to have that machlekes. Befrat, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's 2. The lashon Rambam is 9. Therefore, he says that you don't need to be mechaven to that. Okay, that's if Zayin Yadgish Bedalish Leteke Reish, which a person has to be careful about that. That taka person has to be careful about that. Even though, how do you mix that up from a dalit to a reish when you're writing? Maybe. Okay, Siftes. Also, loy mashma beis pamim. It's also say shma twice. What time is it? 30. Okay, I'm going to jump to right now to Sif Yid Gimel. Maybe we'll come back to that next week. Sif Yid Gimel. Achapas agrishain. Tzach loyim baruch shen kvay machsei loyim ved v'chashay. After you say the pasuk Shema, you have to say the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Lo'olam Ve'ed, which is very important. The Mishmur brings down Sifkaf Din Lamed, the Makar to it, from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amr Aleph, the Medrash Rabban, Parshas Eschanan. From the Rambam, it's mashma, it's a minig shen higu b'nei Yisrael, perek alef halacha dal, it's not a takana gemura, but it's, right, he says, his lashon is, lefichach nohagu, that's a minig, but from the Gemara, it's mashma, it's a takana, the Gemara says, iskinu, lashon iskinu, which is mashma, like the paiskim take on that, it's a chayva, it's a takana, a real takana, that one has to say it. So we say it b'chashay, we say it quietly, but even though you're saying quietly, still it should be loud enough for you to be able to hear it. Now, we find that it's important to be mechavin by Baruch Shem Kvay Machsel Ved, to the extent that this machleik is, if it's ma'akev or not, if it's ma'akev. And Simon Samach was mashma, only the first pasuk is ma'akev. But the Bi'ur Halacha at the end of Samach Aleph says, Lani is daiti, like the Shulte Gibarim the Bach. He says, even according to Levush, you don't have to repeat the whole Krishma if you weren't, but still, you should be mechavin. You have to be mechavin. What's the kavana by Baruch Shem Kvay Machsen Ved? What's the kavana? So the kavana is, The Targum Yerushalmi on the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kvay Machsel Ved explains it to me in Amen Yishmer Rabba and Varach L'Olam Olamei Amaya. Same idea, which means that the Shmer Rabba, the shame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the great name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, should be enforcing throughout the world forever and ever, right? Mishmur brings down that Yaakov Avinu, when he called his children, he wanted to be megalat to them the kates, right? When stalkum imen shchina, Shem yesh b'chem yisheni hagon, paschu kulam v'am reshma Yisrael, Shem ken Shem achad, pasach hazakein v'am v'ak shen kvoy machson ve'et. What happened? The children said, "Baruch Shem Kvay Machselim Ve'ed." I'm sorry. The children said, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad." We all belong to the same Rebbeinu Shlomo. What was Yaakov Vinu's response? "Baruch Shem Kvay Machselim Ve'ed." I mean, Yaakov Vinu was responding that Hashem Alekeinu that's Echad that you just spoke about, the covet of his Malchus. The Rashi explains it's a noun. Shame is a noun. The covet of his malchus should be nisraba forever and ever. Should always be mimforsim. So that's the kavanah. Shema Yisrael Shem Hakel Chod. Baruch should be nisraba. Right? Lashem Baruch is nisraba. Shame kvay malchusai la'olam va'ed. Now, whether the bracha shem kvay malchusai va'ed is ma'akiv and krishma or not, so that's a discussion. And let's say he said any word machaven, do you go back or not? The Rav Moshe in Simon Hay over here says, Avapela, Sha'acha shekhasabti zeh chipasti besvarim, v'reisi bebir alocha simin samachal sifi gimel, shevi gamken harayis. He brings the proofs, like the Shibin Rav, different proofs that if one but didn't say it was a mechavin, they should go back. It says Mestaber that if you already started reading further, then you don't have to go back. It says Olein Chazar Anochin Ka'arach Hashulchan Sim Sabchal Sivav Shekaidim Shis Chavahavta. If you didn't start Yevahavta, Tzachlag Zavolay Mekavara. You should say it over Kavana. Avach Shis Chavahavta Ein Lach Zira Bechiyuv. You know, I'm chayiv to go back. But it is better to go back. Just time to say in the middle of Vayim Shmaya, Loishach. That's. And he's matmi on the Bir Alach who says such a tzad. But, so therefore, Ramesh is paskening, like the Aruch Shulchan, that if one did not say with Kavana, so then he should. If he didn't stop after, he should say it. If not, then he doesn't have to go back. Which takes us to Sif Yudalid. Tzarech la'afsik ma'at ben lo'olam ve'ed le'va'afta. And the Mishmur says also between the first pasuk in Baruch Shem. Kedei la'afsik ben kabbalos ma'ach shema l'sha mitzvahs. Hagov yesh la'afsik pasuk rishon ben shema Yisrael la'ashem u'ben alkeinu la'ashem ha'sheni le'shein nishma shema Yisrael. Ki Hashem Shu'a Lekeinu Hashem Echad Yisahav Zimad Ben Echad LeBaruch Ki Ika Kib Umach Shmaim U'Pasig Rishayin Tezvav Tzach Lafzik Ben Hayyim Alevavecha Ben Hayyim La'ava Shalei Nira Hayyim V'loi Lamacha. Okay, let's work on what we learned so far, and then Mitzvah Hashem next week we'll continue. But the Olam should already finish Samach Aleph. It should go at least into Samach Beis. Okay? Have a wonderful Shabbos. I hope this is changing everyone's Krishna. It's changing the mind for sure.